I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting panicky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas road stunners who blow you away at a wedding with their 8 grand jumpsuits. Alana underscore place in Crete said she's after getting invited to a wedding in Tipperary, and we were very quick to offer our sympathies because Tipperary like, there's no need for that. But she said no need, it's the horsey Tipperary set. Crunch of Range Rover on the long driveway instead of trainee mechanic in pointy brown shoes. Do you know that kind of a way? She said they all get their clothes in Milan, and we were all thinking, shite, it was nearly easier during COVID when you didn't have to worry about getting upstaged at a wedding by some West Brit from Clonmel who makes cheese as a hobby. I'm in the same boat now myself, Audrey, after my Ken and I got asked to a bash in Glandore. Some biatch from his class in college is getting married. I'd put money on it that he slept with her. My Ken was like a dog with two Mickeys in college. Anyway, I'm totes out of touch with stunning wedding wear after the pandemic. Now, just to be clear, I'm not asking you for fashion tips, Audrey. You live in Ballinlough and married a guy from Turner's Cross. But do you know anyone in the fashion world that could give me a few tips? Jenny Douglas Road.
I do, but they don't deal with people who can only afford Douglas Road. By the way, I slept with your Ken. So did my Connor, and he only went to Cloche de Cruistery. Burn!
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. I was inside in my house the other day when I heard a horn blowing outside, and wasn't it Berna in her new car asking me if I wanted to go for a burn? I had one leg inside in the thing when I said, hang on a minute, did I see a Claire Ridge on this new car of yours? And I leapt out and confirmed my impression. She said, what's wrong with the Claire Ridge, you daft cow? Sure, a car is a car. I said it is until you try to sell it on and no one in Cork will touch it from you in case people have you down as a dimwit from the outskirts of Ennis. She said, but Clare is a beautiful county with the cliffs of Moher and the Burn. I said, cop yourself on. For one thing, the Burn is an overhyped rock garden. But the problem with Clare is the people, Burna. The reason they put an airport in Shannon was all the scientists flying in because they heard the locals were descended from the missing link. She said, it's just a test drive. We haven't even agreed a price. So I said, well, if you insist on going ahead, tell the gowl selling it to you that you want a Clare Ridge discount. So, Audrey, how much did you get off a car from Claire? Rosaline, Bella Desmond.
I haven't a clue, and there's no way I'm going to search online. If Google knows I'm looking at cars and Claire, it'll have me marked as a complete pervert.
Now listen up, Petty. I've recently discovered that I've a daughter in Cork following a knee trembler outside the Spaniard during the Kinsale Sevens in 1999. My daughter contacted me out of the blue. She has a posher English accent than I do because she grew up in Glendore. I was hoping she was just looking for money, but unfortunately she wants me to show some paternal affection, which isn't exactly second nature to members of the British establishment. My father called me Slugface, and I was his favourite. This daughter person has asked that I bring her to see some chap called Ed Sheeran in a place in Cork pronounced Pork E.E. Queeve. Honestly, your Gaelic language is awful. We did you a favour by trying to wipe it out. So, tell me, is there anything I should know about this Sheeran chap? He seems very Irish. Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker, London, and the Falklands.
I rang my niece, the Ed Sheeran fan there, and said, is Ed one of us? She said, no. I said, how do you know he's not Irish? She said, if he was, the London media would spend all their time claiming he was British. Hashtag great point.
Come here. The old doll fancies herself as a bit of an influencer, even though she's only 143 followers on the old Insta. Anyway, the other day she says to me, come here, Dwani, we've to break up for a month there, kid, to generate a bit of buzz on me feed, like. Do you mind moving back in with your mam? Well, he says, Grangle, at least it'll give me a break from doing dopey dances for you on TikTok. So I'm back with the mam now. It's the berries, all the meals, laundry, the works. The only thing missing is the old bit of hot loving, like. Mind you, there wasn't much of that there with the old doll as we've been together for more than a year now, like. You know how it goes. Anyway, do you reckon the mam would mind if I moved home for good? Don't you, Donnie?
Blackpool.
I rang my mother there, no one calls her ma'am, and said, would you be happy if I moved back in here? She said, not as happy as your Connor. Hashtag hurtful.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.